This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Airstrikes on the Gaza Strip killed a Hamas weapons maker and several fighters, according to the Israeli military on Wednesday, as its air and ground offensive targeted the militants' tunnel network. Gaza City, the Hamas militant group's main stronghold, is now encircled by Israeli forces. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. There's been talk about who will run Gaza after the fighting. On that, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
When it comes to post-conflict governance in Gaza, a few things are clear and necessary. One, Gaza cannot be continue to be run by Hamas. That simply invites a repetition of October 7th, and Gaza uses a place from which to launch terrorist attacks. It's also clear that Israel cannot occupy Gaza.
Winding up a two-day meeting in Tokyo, Blinken said that a period of transition with regards to post-conflict governance in Gaza was possible. The Israeli position isn't quite so clear in Jerusalem, VOA's Gary Butterworth.
Israel's defense minister has said Israeli troops are operating in Gaza City, adding that the strip will be run by neither Hamas nor Israel when the war is over. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, though, says he expects Israel will have security responsibility in Gaza for an indefinite period. Gary Butterworth, VOA News, Jerusalem.
G7 nations said in a joint statement that Israel has the right to defend itself while underscoring the need to protect civilians and comply with international humanitarian law. October, the fifth straight month that the Earth set a record for the hottest month in recorded history. The Copernicus Climate Change Service said Wednesday it ensures 2023 will be the hottest year ever. This is VOA News. Many garment workers have lost their jobs in Bangladesh. One woman was killed during a demonstration by garment workers for more pay, which turned violent on Wednesday. The latest death was the third since protests erupted over the past week. On Tuesday, the government said the minimum wage would rise by 56% to $114 a month. It's the first increase in 5 years. Workers are demanding twice that. Suriname is hoping to strike a deal with China by mid-December over interest payments on its debt beyond 2024. Suriname's foreign minister told Reuters after securing an arrangement acceptable for both to both parties for payments up to the end of the year.
And I hope in the coming couple of days, we'll see that understanding translate into an acceptance, whether that will be a haircut on the interest rate or a maturity. It's basically coming back with a proposal from their side.
Suriname is seeking to ensure interest payments do not balloon going forward as they try to revive a cratering economy. They've defaulted on their foreign debt three times since November 2020. India's capital reeling under hazardous air quality levels on Wednesday, with school closures extended and air purification systems being turned on to battle the ongoing pollution crisis. The city reinstated the Connaught Place smog tower.
As per direction of Honorable Supreme Court, smog tower start over.
The smog tower is a large purification system, the latest in a series of measures to protect residents from growing air pollution. It's Ivanka Trump's turn to take the witness stand in the civil fraud trial that is publicly probing former President Donald Trump's family business. His eldest daughter is due to testify Wednesday after trying unsuccessfully not to. The Czechoslovakian startup Benemeet Technologies is the first to win European registration for laboratory-grown meat for use in pet food. It says it plans to boost production up to several metric tons per day next year. On Wednesday, the managing director of the company said he now plans to test how the product tastes to animals while scaling up production at its current Prague lab. In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.